destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Welcome to the show. Welcome here. Everyone's welcome to come, listen, and participate. We're going to have a little talk here in the beginning, and then around 7:30, we're going to open the phone lines for anyone to call in and ask questions about your destiny, what's happening in your life. You can ask about relationships. You can ask about your future in terms of health, wealth, career, moves, travel, almost any topic. And we'll take a look into the Book of Destiny itself to find out what the influences are saying for you. We always start this show out by talking about today's day, the card of today. Today is June 2nd, and the cards that rule today are the Two of Spades and the Eight of Hearts. People born today are very social people. They're very smart. The Two of Spades is a genius card. And they're also very fun-loving, and they love to be in around groups. Two of Spades like to have a family, and Eight of Hearts makes them very popular and very powerful. These people are very powerful because of the Eight of Hearts ruling card. They're a Gemini, but they're not the normal Gemini. They're not as scattered as the typical Gemini. They're more focused and intense. There's going to be some Scorpio in your chart because of this Eight of Hearts ruling card. There's going to be some Scorpio or Pluto influence that gives them this strength and this power they have with people. Born today are musician Be Real, comedian Dana Carvey, actress Nikki Cox. We have Stacey Keach, Sally Kellerman, and Jerry Mathers, who was the Beaver on Leave It to Beaver. And let's see, that's about everybody that I know of who is born in this century on my list of celebrities. Okay? And so happy birthday to everybody born today on June the 2nd. Hope you're having a great day. I hope this is going to be a great year. And be sure to call in later if you would like to get a reading about what's going to happen to you this year. As far as announcements go, I want to mention that I do have a new blog on my website. You can go to the main page, which is seventhunders.com, and you'll find a link in the upper right-hand corner, as well as on the very first paragraph, or second paragraph, or third paragraph, where it says Robert's new blog. And you're welcome to go there and listen, to read, and also to leave comments. Mostly my blogs have been about the power of the now lately, but I'm starting to branch out into information about the cards, too. The other announcement is that we have a class next Sunday here in Concord, California, at my home, June the 8th. It's going to be 7 hours long, and we still have room for two more people. So if you'd like to register, if you'd like to come, you're welcome to come. Just go to my website, seventhunders.com, and click on the link at the top for seminars, and you'll see all the information there about the class and how to register yourself. The focus of the class is going to be how to use the cards for relationships of all kinds, especially personal relationships, but we're going to go into all sorts of relationships, like business relationships, friendships, hiring people, employees, and doctors and lawyers and so forth. Talk about all of them. And the second topic is the secret of your life spread cards. What your life spread cards reveal about you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun people there. So you're welcome to come. We have two spaces still open. Okay, tonight's discussion is about the dreaded sevens and nines of the deck. You know, my book, when I first wrote it, Cards of Your Destiny, I wrote the interpretations so that they would apply to most people in the U.S., sort of, you know, across the board, be sort of an average person type of response. But as a matter of fact, the way cards will actually show up in your life depends a lot on you and your level of awareness, your level of materialism versus spiritualism, and factors like that. So I've sort of taken an average person for those interpretations, but it doesn't apply to everybody all the time. And some of the interpretations, especially for sevens and nines, can show up kind of negative, like something to be concerned about. And I've had lots of people write me or email me and say, you know, I have this nine coming. What am I going to do? I have this seven coming. I'm really worried. La-di-da-di-da. And so, you know, they are cards that bear a lot more. They really could use more understanding, and that's what I want to hope to do tonight on the show, is cast a little extra light on these important cards. The sevens and nines, though they are the most feared cards in the deck, they're actually the two most spiritual cards in the deck. They are the two spiritual numbers. Seven is the first of the spiritual numbers, and nine is the second of the spiritual numbers. And seven and nine really are numbers that are inherent in this earthly form that we occupy in our body. For example, your head has seven holes in it. Seven holes in the head and nine holes in the entire body. There you have it, seven and nine right there. And there are 52 weeks in a year, which equals a seven. There are seven semi-fixed cards and a 52 cards in the deck. There are seven fixed and semi-fixed cards in the deck. There are 45 other cards in the deck, which equals a nine. So you see seven and nine operating throughout the deck of cards as well. It's almost like these numbers are the foundation of everything, the spiritual connection with the world beyond. So sevens and nines are extremely important. And though they may be scary to some people, they also can end up becoming something you would really welcome and look forward to if you are at the right level of awareness about them. So I'm hoping to shed some light on this tonight about the level of awareness and the consciousness we need. Now, let's talk about sevens first. Okay, seven is the card that sits right in the middle of a suit. If you take the suit from the ace to the king, in the very center of that suit will lie the seven. This implies that the seven is a bridge between the mundane and the spiritual, or the seen and the unseen world. It's a bridge. And people who are sevens, cards themselves, these people are going to experience life on both sides of the spectrum. They can be very materialistic, and when they are, it's more towards the negative. And when they go to the spiritual side, they become enlightened beings. And depending on the suit will tell you what area of life they tend to focus this materialism or this enlightenment. For example, a seven of hearts person on the material level will be very possessive and afraid of abandonment and betrayal by their partner. And then they'll go to the spiritual side, and they will be completely able to give the most beautiful and unconditional love to somebody in their life. Seven of hearts often make very good counselors for this reason, or people who can really give you the love that you want when you need it, a healing, you might say. They have that power. So they'll fluctuate. Anybody who's a seven will fluctuate between the negative and positive of the card, going to the mundane and then going to the spiritual side where there's no attachment. So basically it's attachment on one side and unattachment and unconditional love on the other. When you go to the clubs, it's like on the positive side, on the negative side, the seven of clubs is going to be very pessimistic, very skeptical, complaining, looking at the bad side of things, seeing the glass half empty. Then they go to the positive side, and the seven of clubs is inspired, absolutely inspired mentally. And you're talking about people like Robin Williams and Bill Clinton, inspired speakers. Inspired mind is the seven of clubs on the high side. And yet, every seven of clubs will go to the other side and be very worried, pessimistic, and down on a mental level. Then we go to Seven of Diamonds, and of course this is about money. The negative side, of course, is fear of not having enough money, not having enough money because of the state of mind that keeps them there. And on the other side, they have unlimited money. They're millionaires. They never worry about money. It's always there when they need it. That's the positive. Then we have Seven of Spades. On the negative side, they have fears about their health or about their work. They'll have really a lot of health conditions, problems, accidents, things of this nature, or disease, or something that is chronically ailing their body. And then on the positive side, they have faith, and they let go of their fear, and they become very positive. They see the beauty in things, and their life is magically and divinely guided to the next step, every step of the way. So there we have the positive and negative of the seven, when it's a birth card or a ruling card. But what I'm really referring to tonight is about when these cards show up in our reading, when they show up in our spreads. So, okay? So a seven, being the spiritual card that it is going to either test you or it's going to open up an opportunity for you. Now, it's going to depend on you as to how that card shows up. It's going to depend on how you are in that area. Some cards have issues with certain areas. Like, some cards have relationship issues, which would be, you might say, would be Seven of Hearts. Some cards have mental issues, Seven of Clubs. Some cards have money issues, Seven of Diamonds. Some cards have health issues, Seven of Spades. See? And these cards that have these particular issues, when those sevens show up, they're going to be tested. If they haven't healed themselves in those areas, if they haven't reached some resolution in those areas, these are going to be very testing cards. A Seven of Hearts will cause someone to look, at least appear like they're going to betray you, abandon you, or, you know, do something terrible to you in a relationship level. Go out with your best friend, divorce you, whatever. Leave you for somebody else, whatever. Something along, threaten to leave. That's Seven of Hearts on the negative level. And if that's your issue, if you have fears of abandonment as inherent in your birthday, like my birthday does, I'm a Queen of Diamonds, and one of our lifetime challenges cards is the Seven of Hearts. So when a Seven of Hearts shows up in a prominent situation, that's going to be a time when I'm going to be tested about this. Something's going to come up, and I've had it. I've had a Seven of Hearts come up in Saturn, and indeed I was tested during that period. I had an experience that was very trying, very testing. If I happen to be a person that didn't have that issue so much, it may not affect me that much. It may not really show up that way. It may not show up as a negative. It might actually show up as a positive. And a Seven of Hearts gives an experience of unconditional love, an experience of being unfettered by fear about abandonment or betrayal, and being able to sort of give without being concerned, and allowing other people to be as they really are and not needing to change them or want them to be different to make up for my fear, whatever my fear is. So a Seven of Hearts can bring that. Seven of Clubs can bring an inspired mind full of brilliant ideas. You could actually connect, like Seven of Clubs people, with the Seven of Clubs in your spread, you could make a connection to a higher realm of thought where there is unlimited ideas, creativity, beautiful ideas that you could draw upon and use in your life. I mean, think of somebody like Robin Williams, and you know that when he's doing his comedy, he's not planning this out. He's just tapping into this place where there's this unlimited source of comedy, and he's just letting it flow. That's what he's doing when he's tuned in like that. And when you have a Seven of Clubs, you could have an experience of being tuned in on some mental level. It could be music. It could be philosophy. It could be any subject, but you'll be tuned in and inspired by that. At the same time, if one of your issues is to have negativity around the mind, a Seven of Clubs could make you very pessimistic, worried. Something could come up that could really cause you to become depressed or worried or or just negative. Okay. And then we have the Seven of Diamonds, which of course affects finances. And you could actually make more money under a Seven of Diamonds than any other card. Or you could have a big problem come up that takes your money away from you. The Queen of Diamonds, my card, happens to have issues around negativity, the clubs, hearts, relationships, and love. I think we have 3 out of 4 of the suits. We have major issues in those 3 areas. Now, I happen to have worked on my money issue, and I've healed it in myself. So that now, every time a Seven of Diamonds shows up, I make money. I make a lot of money. I make more money with a Seven of Diamonds than I do with any other card. However, 15, 20 years ago, before I had overcome my money poverty, the Seven of Diamonds would always cause huge problems for me and excessive money worries. Okay? So there's an example of how the seven can change for us. It can change for us depending on our basic relationship with that suit. This is what's important about sevens. As Only Richmond said in his book, he said that sevens, and he's one, the guy that wrote the first book on this system, he said a sevens, there's always another approach to the situation that can be successful. There's an apparent block, but by approaching it from a different direction, one can have success. And the different direction implied is to be less attached and to be more positively oriented. Actually, the remedy for all sevens is gratitude. Any seven that's showing up in your life and is being expressed in a negative way can be overcome with gratitude. Okay? With gratitude. So like a Seven of Diamonds, the solution was to be grateful for what I had in my life. Be grateful for all the wonderful gifts I had in my life at that time. That was the solution for the problem that came about as a result of the Seven of Diamonds card. Okay? That's the Seven of Diamonds. Seven of Spades can bring health problems. And the same thing. It's like if you're a Seven of Spades person, you might have an accident. And you might, let's say, your left foot might be damaged. And it could be damaged for life. And here you are walking around with a bad foot or kind of stumbling around or having to go on crutches or something like that. And the trick for the Seven of Spades is, well, can I be grateful for the fact that I still have 2 hands and 1 foot that's still good? Can I be grateful, or am I going to focus all of my attention on the part that's broken and be miserable? That's what the seven brings up for us. It brings up the challenge of that. Are we going to be dragged down by the apparent situation, or are we going to transform it with a positive attitude? It's very amazing how the seven works. So one thing you should know about every seven is that there's always a way out of it if you're willing to look. You've got to get off of being negative. You have to get off of your fear and start looking at yourself. Be willing to be responsible for yourself and take a look inside. But then you can find a solution. And you could even change a seven from its most negative to its most positive expression. And you can do that instantly as soon as you realize what's going on. Now, if you have a seven in the Saturn position, that is usually going to be the most difficult seven to transform. If it's, no matter whether it's a heart or a club, diamond, or spade, a seven in Saturn is going to be the most difficult seven, because Saturn means that you have already an accumulation of negative karma around that energy. If a card shows up in Saturn, it already has some amount of negative karma connected with it that needs to be transformed by your own intention, will, and commitment. So even if you have a good card in Saturn, you have to usually work hard, and you have to be willing to really go for it. And you can't be lazy. You have to be able to be disciplined and work and do what the card says in order to have that success. So even the best cards in Saturn require some effort. But a 7 in Saturn, or a 9, of course, is going to be the most difficult 7 or 9 to overcome. But it's still very possible to overcome. As I said earlier, I had a 7 of Hearts in Saturn 1 year, and a situation came up That was very difficult for me. It was really shook me to my bones. But actually, over the course of 2 days, I overcame it and transformed it. And for me, that was a major accomplishment. Major accomplishment. At the time, I really felt like, you know, and it was because I understood sevens that I was able to make that transformation. So just remember that about sevens, that there's always a way around the situation. The situation can be transformed by you and your attitude. Now let's talk about nines. Nine's a little different because nine represents the ending of some cycle. And we as human beings, we tend to be very attached to things and we don't like to see certain things end. And because we become attached to people, to objects, to situations, to jobs, to things like of this nature, ideas, because we become attached, we fail to see that the cycle for that thing, person, idea, situation, or whatever has run out. We fail to see it because we're hanging on to it because we're afraid for some reason, for whatever reason, we're afraid to let go of it. And we fail to see that it's run its course. We fail to see that, like, you know, I've seen people that are in jobs that they just hate. They really should have left the job years ago, but they're still in the job and they complain about it. They say, I hate this job. And then they get fired from the job. And then they get all upset. And they ask me about it. I say, well, you got fired. I go, well, isn't that what you wanted? You said you hated it there. What are you, you know, it's like that. When we get attached, we lose our ability to see things the way they are. We lose our ability to see the truth of situations. When a nine appears in our reading, it's telling us that something in our life has reached the end of its life cycle. For us, it's the end. It's the completion. It's the graduation. It's the, you know, I'm, you know, graduating from this. I'm completing it. That's what it really means. And it can be actually a time of acknowledgement. It can be a time of, you know, you can give a lot of gratitude for the cycle you went through with that thing, person, or object, or situation. Or you can feel like the universe just robbed you and you were treated unfairly. And you can feel like, you know, you're mad at God and mad at everybody else for causing it to be gone. You can cry. You can grieve over it. You can spend months, you can get depressed about it, but the fact of the matter is, if there's a nine there, it's over. It's over. It's completely over. And it's up to you to see the truth of the situation so that you can flow with it and know that it's going to be all right. As a matter of fact, you're going to be better after that thing, person, situation is gone, because it's toxic to you at this point in your life. A nine thing that's in your life or a situation, even a relationship, comes up, it's time to let it go. You know, it's time to let it go. There's something inside of you that resonates with the fact that it's ending, but you can't see it if you're attached and grieving and complaining and struggling and fighting against it. You cannot fight against a nine. Now, the other thing, though, you need to know about nines is that a nine will often show up when something that you have been working on or wanting for a long time shows up. Finally, it finally shows up. So a nine can represent the end of a project, a completion of a project, for example. Maybe you've been working on a project for 20 years, for example. And, you know, it's a grand thing. And you finally achieve it. You get a nine. But it's not a negative nine. It's a nine of success, of the end of the cycle of working on that thing. Now, you, of course, people, even then, when the thing ends, they can feel bad. They can grieve. They can feel unhappy about it. But it can also be a great success. I remember the year I had a nine of diamonds long range was the year that I learned to fly. and I wanted to fly for almost 25 years. I had wanted to learn to fly for a long time, and that was the year I was able to fulfill that desire. It wasn't a negative year at all. It was a year of fulfillment of things that I had wanted for a long time. So don't always assume that a 9 is going to show up in a negative way, even for you. Now, having said that, a 9 in Saturn is more likely to be a negative ending, or an ending of something that we don't want to end, an ending of something that we figured out that it shouldn't end. In our mind, we are absolutely clear. That should not end. That should not end. And yet it ends. And we suffer as a result. We suffer because we can't adjust our thinking to accept that the way it is. So we fight it. And a 9 in Saturn is most likely going to be something that we struggle with. Not always, but most likely. That's the position that is the most likely to have that. Now, a 9 as a Pluto card or Mars card can also be something that we struggle with. Even a 9 as a displacement card could be something that we struggle with each year. And, of course, you know a 9 of Hearts is the ending of a relationship. Sometimes people or even pets will die when there's a 9 of Hearts present. And, you know, it can be a sad thing in your life to have that happen. But, you know, even a kid leaving for school, leaving to go to college from home, that could be a 9 experience. But people actually get married with a 9 of Hearts, because a 9 of Hearts can mean the ending of being single and the fulfillment of a long-cherished dream of love, 9 of Hearts. So you must always consider the whole situation before you jump to conclusions about what a 9 is going to represent for you. When I see a 9 coming, what I do is I prepare myself by saying to myself, whatever it is I need to let go of, I just pray that I can let it go and be graceful about it and not fight up against it. Okay? So 9 of Clubs is attachment to an idea, or it's attachment to a project, or a way of speaking or communicating with other people, or a communication instrument like computers and things like this nature, something to do with communication. It can mean a mental disappointment. An idea long cherished just ends suddenly. And now you can be depressed because what you cherished in your mind just got destroyed somehow, or ended abruptly. So this is how the clubs operate, more or less. Okay? But 9 of Clubs on the positive side could give you an experience of cosmic consciousness, of your mind connected to the unlimited universal knowledge. 9 of Diamonds, of course, can mean money going out, or the fulfillment. It could be the loss of something valued, something that had a price tag on it, or it could be the fulfillment of something you always cherished, as I said earlier. And 9 of Spades is the most feared of all the 9s because it represents death. It can represent the actual death of a person. It can represent the death of other people in your life. It can represent the death of a lifestyle that you've had. It can represent a lot of endings in your life that you may not find pleasant, especially if it's in Saturn. But I've heard stories of people with 9 of Spades in all kinds of positions, and a lot of them had a difficult year, let's say a 9 of Spades long range. And yet this past year, I have had a 9 of Spades long range the entire year. And many good things have happened to me in this year. It's been spiritually a very fulfilling year for me. I think, you know, if I saw anybody with a 9 of Spades long range, I would recommend to move to the spiritual. Think of the spiritual. And, you know, that maybe it was that card, the 9 of Spades, that really got me that had me investigate Eckhart Tolle's books and The Power of Now and A New Earth. Who knows? But it certainly brought about some spiritual awakenings for me as a result. And I'm still here to talk about it, so obviously I didn't die. And nobody in my family, well, actually I did have a few friends that I found out died earlier in the year. Last year, was because I was born in July. Last year, a few friends I heard died, but they weren't really close to me. They were just, you know, people I'd been friends with a long time ago. Acquaintances, you might say. So this is how sevens and nines show up. So you should always be open to a nine showing up like fulfillment, first of all, especially if it's in a good position, like environment, if it's a Jupiter card, if it's even in Venus. I wouldn't necessarily assume it's going to be negative right away. I would more or less be open to it being positive and think about it in those terms. But then if you know that you're attached to something, if you really know this about yourself, that you're really attached to a person, a job, an idea, a plan, a thing, money, and you see a nine showing up in a prominent position in a negative place, you can prepare yourself for that, knowing that. You can start letting go of your attachment. So what I do, what I've done many times, is I will visualize myself losing that thing, person, or whatever, and feel what that feels like until I can feel okay about it, until I can accept it. In other words, I will grieve ahead of time if I have to. And you never know with a nine, it could bring the fulfillment of a lifetime. So always be open to that possibility and see what the universe has in store for you. I guarantee you'll learn something new. Every time you have a Saturn, a seven or a nine, if you listen to the things I just said about them, they could be like the most fulfilling cards, because these are the two spiritual numbers, and because really in our heart of hearts, all of us are seeking to be connected spiritually. Sevens and nines can bring the most profound and most satisfying and most rewarding experiences of our entire life. Okay? All right, so we're going to take a break now, and our lines are open for your calls. Now is the time to call in if you'd like to ask a question or share something about your life, things that have been going on with you. We're going to play some songs on our little breaks. We're going to play songs from my CD called Bhakti Rock. If you like the music, you're welcome to go to my website, seventhunders.com. There's information there how you can get a copy for yourself. There's 13 songs on the CD, and I hope you like them all. We're going to start out, we're going to play this song called Om Namah Shivaya. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls. So the lines are open. I hope to hear from you in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com.
Hey, what's up, peoples? This is the Wordera, and you can peep my...
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp and the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Just to let you know, we're having... at the station, they've had a little technical problem where their internet went down. So the show might be a little funky tonight, but we're going to do the best we can with it. We do have some callers. The lines are full. We have Suzanne first calling from Newport Beach. Are you there, Suzanne?
Yes.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Fine. The reason I'm calling in tonight is I'm a Nine of Diamonds.
Yeah.
And I just got your book, and I'm trying to do my worksheet.
Yeah.
So because it's August, I did the birth card, and then personality, Queen of Diamonds, and King of Diamonds, because I have my own business.
Okay.
And This year, which only lasts a couple more months, but I have 3 9s in the first spread and a 7 of spades. So 2 9 of spades in the Mercury and the environment, a 9 of hearts in the Jupiter, and a 7 of spades in the Mercury.
Yes, that's right. And now, that 9 of spades and 7 of spades you had in Mercury, that happened back last year in August and September. Do you remember what happened back then? Do you have any memory of what was going on in your life at that time? Right after your birthday last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to see if you had any recollection, because these are things that have already passed. And your 9 of spades that you have as an environment card this year is a positive thing about endings will be good for you this year.
Okay.
9 of spades environment is one of the easiest placements to have a 9. Okay?
Okay.
It's nothing to be concerned about. And your year is almost over now anyway.
I know. That's kind of good, because the 9s and the 7s show up in the King of Diamonds.
I wouldn't even look at your King of Diamonds that much if I were you. I'm just telling you from my own experience. Mm-hmm. Just stay with your birth card. And I would look at the Queen spread just in case, if you have any romantic stuff going on, I would look there also. But otherwise, I wouldn't even bother with the King.
Okay.
Because your card is already very business oriented.
Okay.
You know, you're a diamond.
Now, I have one other big trauma. Because it's a 9 of diamonds, for the birth card, it talks about, getting money and then losing money and getting money. And so that's my life. Getting money, losing money.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out a way to break that cycle, and I'm going to get your book, the other book on the money. But
good.
I'm just wondering if there's some way to break that cycle with the 9 of diamonds, so I don't keep repeating.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little bit of a secret, okay, about 9 of diamonds. A lot of the way you see your life, about how you're always losing money, is really a matter of a personal perception of it. It's your interpretation of it more than it's actually the truth. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Just think about that it's like an attitude you have about your life, which has now become your story of your life,
mm-hmm.
of who you are, is that you're this person that's always losing money. And now you're looking to validate that, see? So if you can see that there's a possibility that it's not as real as you think it is, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like be open to that, to the possibility that that's not actually as real as you have it made out to be. I mean, you have it made out to be like that's really what's going on, and it may not always be like that. It may be a lot of it due to just the way you're looking at the situation.
Okay.
And that's what's the challenge for 9 of Diamonds people, is to kind of, you know, relook at. You are a naturally giving person, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that part is good, okay? So whether you're giving or whether you're losing, that's an interpretation.
Oh, right. I guess the thing that's difficult for me is it seems that, I mean, I can make the money, and I think that I've got a good idea to make to expand my business.
Yeah.
But it's not losing.
You have great ideas for business. You're actually your card is one of the best promoter cards in the whole deck. The 9 of Diamonds has a gift of being able to promote things. Do you understand? It means you can sell things. You can promote and sell things that you want. You have a gift. You have the Jack of Diamonds in Jupiter in your life spread. You know how to make the money. Trust me.
Yeah. But I just got to figure out how to keep a little bit more.
Well, but you give. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not going to have any when you die anyway. It's all going to be gone, right? So.
Right. Okay.
You didn't have any when you got here, and you're not going to have any when you leave.
Okay.
I mean, all this stuff we have is going to be completely irrelevant.
Right. Okay.
At that time. So, you know, just enjoy what you have. You have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Great to talk to you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
I'm glad you were a guest tonight. We'll talk. Give us a call later. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Take care. Okay, our next guest tonight is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I used to live there, and her name is Grace. Are you with me, Grace? Hello? Is this Grace?
Yes. Hear your show, yes.
Hi, is this Grace?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm a Seven of Clubs, and
yes,
I'm having a Seven of Heart long range. And what you were saying about the sevens and the nines, especially in Saturn, I looked at them and I thought, oh no.
Yes.
I got kind of worried.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me first tell everybody on the listening audience that your birthday is May 25th, 1959. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now we can talk about you. So, here you have a Nine of Spades coming up in Saturn with a Five of Clubs. And you are
right.
you already are a Seven of Clubs, right?
Right.
So we already know that one of your big issues in life is to worry about stuff and become pessimistic. You understand?
Okay.
I have the same thing. My card has the same issue. I'm a Queen of Diamonds. I have the same issue that the Seven of Clubs does. We share that. We're buddies. So we see a nine in Saturn.
Well,
what's the first thing we do? We start to get worried.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. Because then in my planetary card, I've got a Seven of Spades.
A Seven of Spades in Saturn. Oh, yeah. But see how you failed to mention that you have a Ten of Hearts?
Well, yeah, that's true. So I guess that's my question. So when you have something like a Ten of Hearts and a Seven of Spades, I thought maybe I wrote me a note that whatever I had in my Saturn, the Ten of Hearts would help offset some
Absolutely.
Of whatever feelings I would get or whatever situation would come up would be lessened somehow.
Yeah, the Ten of Hearts
is, right?
Actually a really... Yeah, the Ten of Hearts is a card of success. Okay. And the two spreads are not about the same thing. Okay. They're not going to be talking about the same thing.
Oh, they're not.
Not usually, no. They're separate issues. Separate issues happening at the same time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can have a lot of things happen in one period, you know. It can be quite exciting experience. So,
yeah, interesting.
I will say that the Nine of Spades looks to be like it has something to do with a relationship. It could be a death in the family, possibly. Okay? You understand?
Okay.
I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but, you know, if there's somebody in your family that's already old or something and you know they're going to die sometime, this could be the time when that's going to happen. Possible. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen sooner or later, right? So everybody's going to die sooner or later, you know. So, you know, that's just something that can prepare you for that. But it may be something that happens unexpectedly. I certainly wouldn't worry about it because you can't do anything about it. Except just be prepared when it... that if it happens, you're going to be okay, you know. Find a place for yourself where you can feel okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, the reason I called is, well, having that Seven of Hearts as my long range,
yeah.
I was going to ask, I've been homeschooling my grandchild, who is now starting a pre-K, really. He's ready for first grade, but he's not old enough, so we're putting him in a private school. And that I can see would probably be a little difficult because he spends his every day with me. And so now that he's going to school, I won't see him as much. And so it'll be really different. At the same time, while I'm doing that, I've been writing, and I'm hoping it's a piece of fiction. And I'm trying to get that finished by the end of July. And then, of course, I know I need to re-edit and work on that. So probably around October, I was thinking I'd probably be prepared to begin promoting. And, you know, meanwhile, I've been hopefully looking for agents and publishers and so forth. And I wondered by my spread if what you see or how you might interpret.
Well, you have really, your Jupiter period is a really good period this year. It's always good anyway, but you have a really good, some good cards in Jupiter, which is October 28th to December 19th, you know. So, I mean, I think your business part is going to be very successful.
Around that Jupiter period?
Well, yeah, even before, though, you have good cards in Mars, too. I mean, you have to look at the whole picture. You've got some good cards in Mars, and you have some difficult cards in Mars. You have great cards in Jupiter, and you have some good cards in Jupiter. You've got some difficult cards in Saturn, and you have a couple of good cards in Saturn. So, you know, it's not like any one period is, like, all great this year, but there's good things happening every single period.
Okay.
There are good things happening every single period. So, yeah, I think your book is going to do well, actually, based on what I can see here.
I'm going to make it happen, Robert.
Are you?
I know that the Seven of Clubs people might seem pessimistic, but I think worry is the word for me, but
yeah.
I just decided that's the way it's going to be, period.
Well,
so as long as it's not me whose life is ending in Saturn, I'll see this through.
You're not going to die. I'm sorry. It's not going to be you. Not this time, anyway. Okay? So it's all
great.
Good, and you're doing the right thing. And you actually have a lot of really good cards to share. Go read your long-range cards, both of them, and your environment cards. Okay? Go read your Jupiter cards, because you'll see you have a ton of great stuff to look forward to.
Okay. You said long-range Jupiter and what else?
Environment,
okay.
Yeah, your environment cards are really great this year. Okay, Grace.
Okay,
it's great to have you.
Great.
Thank you, Robert. I love hearing you. Oh, thanks. I appreciate you saying that, Grace.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, take care. Okay, I know we have another guest, but I don't know their birthday or their name or anything. But Seth, if you're there, why don't you just put them through? And we'll talk to them. Anybody there?
Yes.
Like I said, here we go.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Judy.
Did you say Trudy?
Judy.
Oh, Judy. Hi, Judy. And what's your birthday?
December 21st, 1945.
And are you a Sag or a Capricorn?
Sag.
Okay. I believe you. Well,
welcome to the show.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from San Diego.
So here you are. You sound like you're like 16 years old, and you're 62.
Correct.
That's typical for hearts, you know. Hearts never get old.
Oh, good.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, thank you. I'm in a lawsuit, and we last Thursday went back to court, and the original judge who heard this case was agreed to have mediation. We had mediation in February and March, and the first time with this person, her husband was there with her. It went well. We resolved some things. We ran out of time. We had to go back 2 weeks later. In the meantime, he had a stroke. So the second time, she was there by herself, and it went really backward. And this person, her birthday is September 12th, 1942. And it's been a very angry, vengeful thing. And she acted out towards myself and another person. And put our faces on the internet. She stole a dog that I had purchased from her. She She came when I was at work, stole it out of my house, and then hid it in another state. And all sounds like all very silly over a dog, but it has to do with show dogs.
Okay.
So I'm looking for, I think we're going to be going back to mediation late this month, and this judge says if we don't come to a terms on this time, that he will do a bench trial and get this over with, and we were in agreement with that.
Does that mean
so
he'll just decide? Does that mean he'll just decide for you? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. Yeah, and when did he say that would happen?
I don't have the exact date of this next mediation, but it should be the latter part of this month, probably before the 20th.
Okay. Well, you're in the best period of the year right now, which is Jupiter. And even into Saturn, it kind of looks like a settlement happens in Saturn. Now, I don't know. It's hard to say which way this is going to go. For one thing, I know that you happen to be a moon card to this woman. She's a queen of clubs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a ten of spades, and you're a ten of hearts. And the ten of diamonds is one of her karma cards, and you're moon to that. So that, typically speaking, when we get into a battle with somebody that we're moon to, we usually the person that's the moon card will not win, okay? I say usually because there can be exceptions to that. But like my whole theory about who's going to win the presidential election, there's no real clear winner in the cards right now. But if you look at the cards, you can see that Hillary Clinton and both Hillary and Obama are moon to McCain. So I really think McCain's probably going to win regardless because they're both moon to him. But we'll have to see. You know, there's no way of knowing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if this thing gets resolved before July 18th, it's probably going to be better than if it resolved after July 18th for you.
Mm.
But, you know, this is in God's hands anyway. We don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't want to just lead you on and give you some kind of false hope because these things have a lot more factors. You know what I mean? There's something about it that, you know, you guys get involved with her for some reason. There's other things going on that we're not really talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't just, these kind of legal things just don't happen for no reason at all. I mean, whenever I've gotten involved in legal things, there's always been an underlying thing for me about fighting with other people or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't know what this is for you personally, but there's probably something being played out here that's important for you. And I know that ultimately, you can't really lose anything. I mean, really, ultimately, it's all going to be fine, however it goes, you know?
I'm sorry, say that again?
No matter how it goes, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I've had businesses that owed me lots of money just go bankrupt on me. I've lost thousands of dollars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It all works out in the end.
Yeah, that's been her threat, you know, that she would just bankrupt, you know, so... getting attorney fees and all of that, you know, are just kind of.
I don't think it's gonna. I don't see it being like that. I don't see that being the case.
No.
I think mostly right now, it's the fear of what will happen more than anything else that you got to worry about. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to deal with your own fear about it. I think that's the hardest part right now.
Yeah, it's been a real traumatic emotion because it was, you know, long time friend. You know, someone that I trusted as a friend, and she just completely, betrayal.
She did like a 180 on you.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
That's pretty scary when that happens, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've been listening a lot to, have you heard of this, The Power of Now book that's been popular lately? Have you heard that at all?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
I've been listening to that a lot. It's been really helping me, and you know, one thing I realized listening to that is that all of us have what he calls a pain body, and everybody has something really ugly that we turn into when we get really upset, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even the nicest people can turn around and become something very ugly when they're upset enough.
Yeah.
And we rarely see those parts of each other because they're not usually being shown, you know? So, well, I don't have like great news for you, but I know it's going to be okay. And I think the biggest thing you have to be concerned about is just the fear. And I do see money coming to you before your birthday, a large sum of money. Mm. So I don't think you have anything really to worry about on the financial level.
Well, that's a good thing. It's been really bad this whole last year, and my job is, I've just gotten a layoff notice and things like that. So, yeah, financially, and my boyfriend is not working.
If you heard my talk earlier, I talked all about sevens and nines, and your challenge for this year is the seven of diamonds. Your challenge card, the Pluto card, is a seven of diamonds, and you really do have to get really clear about your relationship with money this year. That's what's being indicated for you. That's the big issue for you this year.
Oh.
I know it's not easy. I know it's tough because I've been there.
Yeah.
But you can actually overcome this.
It's a seven of...
Seven of diamonds means you have to finally get to a place in your life where you can have a really healthy and positive relationship with money. Because you probably, if you're like me, you spent most of your life with more but less of poverty consciousness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away by itself. You know, it just hangs around. We have to do something. If we want to be different, we got to change that from the inside out. And Seven of Diamonds is a key card that can help you. You're actually being helped right now, but it doesn't feel like that. feels like you're getting the short end, but actually this is all meant to help you get free of your concerns about money.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, just, you know, the lying that has gone on and the very defaming stuff has gone on, even to the point of putting my picture on the internet and calling me a thief and offering a reward.
You know,
it's pretty heavy.
It's unfortunate. I mean, I really feel badly for you having to go through this. But I can't deny that for some reason this is what's in your life right now. So it must be important for you on some level.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for being my guest, and I appreciate having you on the show. And why don't you call us in a couple months, let us know how things turn out.
I will, Robert. Thank you very much for your insight.
You're very welcome. Have a nice evening.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. Hopefully the internet's starting to work back at the station. We can all know who the callers are ahead of time a little easier. We're going to take a short break, and on this break, we're going to listen to the song Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. We'll be back right after the song, and as far as I know, we have lines open, but I don't really know because... our internet's down. So I'll find out when we're in the break. We'll be right back in about 3 or 4 minutes. Be right back.
ら へしたら へはぬま ラチマなら へらじゃら
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. We are having some problems at the station. Lines are open right now. Actually, two lines are open, but I think there's a little trouble there getting a call. So if you want to call in now, we do have one person waiting, and we're going to talk to Vicki, and then we're going to take a little break after that. And we still have – I'm sticking around here. If you guys are around, you're trying to get on, keep trying, and we'll get you on the show before 9 o'clock. So right now we want to talk to Vicki from Utah. Are you there, Vicki?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going for you?
I'm also great. But I noticed that I have a 9 of clubs this year as my long-range card, and I'm just curious of how I can utilize that best way.
Okay, so let me tell my listening audience that you are born April 22nd, 1971. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And the 9 of clubs is there, which means completion or ending, okay? So you are a double club. You are a queen of clubs and a 5 of clubs. Are you aware of this?
Mm-hmm.
So the 9 of clubs for you can be very significant because your whole life is about ideas and plans. You follow me?
Yeah.
So a 9 for you being the same as both of your cards be more significant than it might be for somebody else. But what's going on in your life right now? Are you in a job that you love, or what? What's going on?
Well, I'm actually home with kids, and I co-own a business with my husband, but he runs it mostly.
Okay.
But my youngest ones are starting to get to a time where I can venture out. I have kind of a burning within me that I want to start doing something, but I haven't found what that is.
Okay. Well, you know, when I look at the cards here, this 9 of clubs, I think, for you could actually mean fulfillment.
Fulfillment?
Yeah. Very likely.
Good.
So, and when I look in your cards, you have an Ace of Spades in Jupiter this year. Which means that comes in like September, October, November, that period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new beginning for you. Like a new job or something. It's very favorable. Now,
well, I we keep feeling like something's you know how you have those sensations that something's around the corner, but you don't know what?
Yeah.
And we actually just in our personal lives closed a huge chapter of our life that's been long overdue, and it feels very refreshing. And now that that chapter is closed, as in the last couple of days, I'm ready for a breath of fresh air and something different.
Well, good. So, well, you know, maybe it's going to take you a little while to figure it out, but I have a feeling that this year for you is going to be one where you really find, like, a whole new purpose for your life.
Great.
And, you know, I don't know exactly what that's going to be, but it's not going to be hard. It's not going to be a difficult process for you, okay?
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
my husband's thinking of, you know, expanding himself business-wise, and we've talked about moving and wondering if that's going to happen and those kind of options. But when I look at the cards, personally, I don't see anything that indicates that, per se. But
well, you know, this is, what I'm talking about is something that's happening to you, not something that's happening to your husband, okay? The cards I'm looking at are your cards.
Right.
So it's not about what your husband and you are going to do, it's what you're going to do. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you have some dreams. That's the feeling I get talking to you. Is that you have some dreams to fulfill.
So is there anything that I should be aware of with having the Nine of Clubs so prominent that for myself?
Not a bad thing at all. Think about your dreams coming true. That's what I was thinking about.
Great.
Like, I mean, you know, I can tell you're really psychic. You're very intuitive, right?
I feel like I am, yeah.
Yeah, well, you are the most psychic card in the whole deck. Did you know that?
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
Okay. So, if anybody needs to follow their intuition, it's you.
Okay.
So, when you feel something, you need to follow that, and it'll take you to exactly where you need to be. There's no doubt about that.
Is there anything else you can tell me for the coming year for myself? Because I am such a mental person, I fret a lot about different options and how not. I wish I could sort
of. Okay, well, you know, see, that's all just mind chatter, you know.
Mhm.
That's the
exactly
mind.
What I call it is mind chatter.
It's like, you know, your mind needs something to think about because it can't stand to wait.
Right.
You know,
yeah, and I feel like if I had a little. Something more solidified, I could put my focus on that versus the back and forth thing.
Well, this kind of thing, okay, it's just gonna occur to you, okay? It's just going to occur to you exactly what it is you need to do, and when you know, when you see it, you're gonna recognize it.
Okay.
Excuse me. When the time comes, when this shows up, you're going to go, that's it. And that's going to be the end of the story. You don't need to worry about it because that's not going to help it get there any faster. It's going to get there when it gets there.
Okay.
And in your case, you're going to know exactly what it is when it hits. You're going to go, yep, that's it.
Well, we're also going to be in Israel and Egypt for October and November, end about for about 3 weeks. And
That's a good time.
What?
A good time to go.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that also. I was just going to ask you if that would be an optimal time for us.
Well, you go into Saturn period on October 6th, on November 16th.
And
so
I'll
be... Will you be done by then?
Yeah, we'll be back.
Oh, you're fine then. You're going at the best time of year, the Jupiter period. And something important is going to happen on that trip that's going to really be an opening for you.
Super.
You got a good card. And that's going to be the time when you actually realize what it is you really want to do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, it's great having you on the show, Vicki. Thanks for calling and being my guest.
It's great to meet you. Thank you for your insight.
Okay, you're very welcome.
God bless. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, because we don't have internet tonight, I'm going to take another break and play a song real quick while I check in with Seth to see if anybody has called in to talk. And so when we're on this break, we're going to listen to the song Rama Rama, and we'll be right back after that if anybody's on the line. Okay? Hope you're calling in there. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Well, we're having technical difficulties, but we're managing to get through the evening. I did get a call from Mary Lee in Chicago, and we're she reminded all of us that it's Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury retrograde doesn't usually affect me, but it definitely got to station tonight. So, Mary Lee, I just wanted to tell you guys, we're going to plan a get-together after the talk in Chicago on July 25th. We want to have a get-together at a restaurant close by right after the talk. I'll get the information to you. So if any of you guys want to come, we'll try to all come together. I'll let you know about that. Okay? My wife and I, Desiree. Okay, so without further ado, we have a caller. And I just forget what her name is. Can you put her on, Seth? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is Linda.
Okay. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good.
And you are born on October 1st, 1958. Is that correct?
Correct.
Great. So, and you have a question about your career.
Yes. I want to know what's going to be happening for me this year. I've been having problems with getting jobs. I've been out of the workforce for a few years, so I'm just kind of wondering how that's going to go.
And so how long have you been trying to get a job?
For the last 2 or 3 years now. I have been getting temporary jobs and stuff like that, but nothing permanent, and I just want to know if anything permanent is going to be coming up where I'm going to be getting some money finally.
Uh-huh. Well, this year doesn't look so good, okay?
Okay.
But there's an opportunity, and what I mean is between now and your birthday, okay?
Okay.
When I say this year, because in this system, the year starts on your birthday and it ends on your birthday.
Okay.
But there is an opportunity here for you before your birthday, and that is because you have the Six of Diamonds in a prominent position. This card means that there's an opportunity for you to really discover what it is you really want to do. See, like you might think that you have to do certain kinds of work, and maybe you've had to for a while now. But imagine if you could just do the work that you really love to do, for example. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yes.
So just think about that, because it could occur to you between now and your birthday exactly what that is, and you will have the energy to make that happen after your birthday.
Okay.
You can absolutely have it, because next year is going to be great. This next year coming up is going to be
okay,
a lot.
So are you saying that my next birthday will be the time when I should be having better luck as far as career and money
matters? Well, you'll have better luck. You'll have better luck, Linda, as soon as you're really clear about what it is you really want to do.
Okay.
That's what I'm suggesting here. I'm suggesting that between now and your birthday, you're going to find out what it is you really want to do. And then, see, once you really know, it's going to be very easy.
Well, I've always felt like I know basically what I do want to do, but I'm just having a hard time getting there. And I'm not really sure why. I'm not sure if it's because of my age or lack of experience or what it is, but I'm just feel very frustrated right now. I feel like I'm not really going anywhere.
Are you doing any praying about this?
Yes, I have.
Because, see, I think there's something about this whole situation that you haven't really tuned into yet. I don't know exactly what it is. But I think there's a reason why it's been hard and a reason why it hasn't really happened yet. And I think it may have something to do with that you're just not in doing the thing that's really right for you yet.
Okay.
You know, it's like this isn't the thing you're going after. Isn't the real thing for you. That's the feeling I get. I'm not sure about this, of course, but I do know that your next year is going to be a lot better. It's going to be easier.
Okay.
You're going to be more focused. You're going to be more directed. You're going to be doing what you really want to do. I can tell you that. So, it's definitely coming down the pike. It's just not here just yet, but it's coming.
Okay. Is there going to be a time, anytime this year, when I will get that sudden inspiration? Do you see any time in that happening for me?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen actually in this next period, which begins on June 19th.
Okay.
Your Uranus period, because you have a Six of Spades there and a Nine of Spades. And I really think something's going to open up for you during that period.
Okay. Do you think it may be as far as a job?
It comes from inside, Susan, not from externally. You understand?
Okay.
It comes from you connecting with yourself, not from something that happens in the neighborhood or something like that, you know. It's going to come from you, like, sort of waking up one day and going, now I know what it is I really want to do. It's going to be like that.
Okay. All right.
And when it happens, you'll probably say, I already knew that I wanted that, but it's going to feel different. You're going to be more clear about it.
Okay. And by then, I should have better luck as far as finding what I really want.
I think the reason you're not having any luck is because you don't even know what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really clear about what it is you want. You're vacillating. Because you haven't really clued in, like, really knowing. There's a thing called knowing, like, it's like you know something and you just know it's true.
Okay.
You know it's the right thing. You don't have any reason to know. It's not like information. It's not just information. It's a feeling.
Okay.
It's like some women, when they meet their husband, the person they're destined to marry, they go, I know from the moment I saw him, I knew I was going to marry him. It's like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like that for your work. So all you got to do is be open to that. Between now and your birthday, and especially after June 19th, be open to that. Be open to that happening to you. Okay?
Okay.
And see what shows up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Linda. Good luck.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to have another little break and to see if anybody else called in. And on this break, we're going to play a little rock and roll-y kind of rock and roll chant called Sleep de Ram, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert Lee Kemp. And, well, you know, we're having so much technical problems, Mercury retrograde. Let's just give it a rest. We're just going to take a break now and come back next week with a new smile, a new presentation. And we're going to play the Gayatri Mantra, the favorite song on my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it. And I look forward to talking to everybody again next Monday night. This is Robert Lee Kemp saying good night and God bless.
Om Bhur Bhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya vimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya vimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodaya
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.